Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today's scheduled sentencing of Catherine Gregg, the longtime companion of accused mobster James Whitey Bulger, is shaping up to be a contentious hearing. The government and some vocal families of Bulger's alleged murder victims want Gregg to serve a lengthy sentence, but the Department of Probation and Gregg's defense are recommending a sentence that could result in her being set free in about a year. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
With the trial of James Whitey Bulger a seemingly distant event, Catherine Gregg has been the hottest of lightning rods ever since her arrest with Bulger last June. The government describes her as heartless and remorseless, and some families of Bulger's alleged murder victims have directed their years of frustration at her in the wait for his trial. They say she deserves no pity, no mercy.
Under that skin of hers, she's a monster,
says Steve Davis, whose sister Debbie Davis Bulger allegedly strangled in 1981. Patricia Donahue, the widow of another alleged murder victim, thinks Gregg should get the toughest sentence possible.
I would like the max. Where was she when I was crying?
The government wants Gregg to serve 10 years. It calls her aide to her fugitive boyfriend one of the most extreme cases of harboring in history. The prosecution's rationale is in sync with the view offered by Stephen Davis.
He didn't have a chance out there. She was his eyes, his ears, his legs, and she moved everywhere and did everything she could. And if those things didn't occur, we would have had justice back in 95.
But Gregg has no criminal record. She's never been charged with an act of violence. And aside from unleashing a vicious barrage of F-bombs at the state police who came looking for James Whitey Bulger back in 1995, Gregg's reputation along the trail was of a kind, thoughtful woman who fed strays and a grumpy old man. So the Department of Probation is calling for a sentence of 27 to 33 months, which, with time served, could mean Gregg would be free by the fall of 2013. Criminal defense attorney Harvey Silverglade.
Remember, she is not the one who committed these ghastly, repetitive homicides.
In its push for a harsh sentence, the government argues that Gregg lived with Bulger in an apartment in Santa Monica, California, knowing that he had both guns, 30 of them were recovered, and a stash of $800,000 hidden in the walls. Yet that raises questions for U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. If it's true that Gregg knew, why didn't Ortiz fight to have Gregg prosecuted on those charges in California? Again, Harvey Silverglade.
They could get a major felony conviction on her in a trial that lasts maybe 2 days. They could go after her under California state law or under federal law in California.
A conviction on those counts alone would have given the government a sentence close to or exceeding the 10 years it's now asking for. Here's Ortiz back in March, when I asked her why she didn't push to charge Gregg on the guns and money.
We went on the charges that we believed we could legally substantiate.
Silverglade says it would have been straightforward. Instead, Carmen Ortiz, the U.S. attorney, signed a plea agreement in March that bars Gregg from being charged on those same offenses that Ortiz's office now tells the judge Gregg committed and should be punished for. Why? Silverglade says there's one reason.
I think that the only reason that one can postulate is they want to retain control over what is and what is not disclosed at a trial.
One more battle today will be over whether the families of Bulger's alleged murder victims will be allowed to make impact statements before Gregg's sentencing. The defense argues they shouldn't be allowed to speak because they're not victims of Gregg's crime, which is harboring. The government argues they should get to speak. And there is irony here, too, because the same Department of Justice that wants the families to be heard now fought against those same families when they sued the government over its protection of Bulger when their loved ones were murdered. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.